changing schedules for work, school, and all daily functions seriously disrupted sleeping habits for many.
There's been a lot of behavioral issues in general following COVID.
If you have noticed irregularities in your sleep, you're not the only one. Several surveys, polls, and studies revealed a similar trend. The pandemic, it is still affecting sleep schedules. Psychologist Dr. Corey Lineman of the Psychology Department at UNMC says, with the schedules changing and everything else going on, children are showing great changes in their sleeping behaviors at her office.
I think once those schedules get off and kids' sleep schedules get off, then we start to see things like insomnia.
Some people have trouble falling asleep all the time. Others sleep fitfully during the day and night. Meanwhile, the health of millions of people are being affected. It can increase the risk for several chronic health problems, including diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, and depression. Sleep is an essential component of immune function. If the body's need for sleep is not met, it can increase the risk of infection, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Dr. Lineman says that as parents trying to help our children and let them sleep more one day, it is not always the best idea when we try to regulate their sleeping patterns.
We'll let kids sleep in or take extra naps. And so then the next night that might compound the problem, because if you're used to sleeping in later, then it's hard to fall asleep at night. And all of a sudden it becomes difficult to fall asleep at your normal bedtime. And that's where some insomnia has come from.
Insomnia caused by stress is often short-lived, but if it affects our daily activities like sleep for several days in a row, it is important to see a healthcare provider or speak with a mental health professional. To return children to a regular bedtime schedule, Dr. Lineman recommends a consistent bedtime plan, and most importantly, that children do not have access to electronics for at least 1 hour before bedtime, and even less during the night. If children experience trouble falling asleep for more than a month, it is highly important to seek medical attention. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.